Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The USPS Constitution, a comprehensive and annotated guide for the modern reader, is a civic and legal reference work by Melissa Murray, a constitutional law scholar at NYU School of Law and co-host of the Supreme Court Focus podcast, Strict Scrutiny. The book presents the full constitutional text with explanatory annotation designed for readers who may not have formal legal training. Its purpose is not merely to reproduce a founding document, but to make its structure, history, amendments, and contemporary relevance legible. Murray frames the Constitution as a document shaped by conflict, revision, and public participation, rather than as a finished artifact from 1787. The guide emphasizes both the architecture of government and the later expansion of rights through amendments, especially the Bill of Rights and the Reconstruction Amendments. It belongs to the category of annotated constitutional guides, but its distinguishing aim is to connect legal text to modern democratic concerns and civic understanding. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Constitution as a public text meant for civic engagement. A central premise of the book is that the Constitution should not be treated as a document reserved for lawyers, judges, or political specialists. Murray approaches it as a public text that was intended to be read, discussed, challenged, and interpreted by the people governed under it. This matters because constitutional authority in the United States depends not only on courts but also on civic recognition of what government may and may not do. The annotation format supports this premise by slowing the reader down at points where older language, institutional design, or historical assumptions might otherwise obscure meaning. Rather than presenting the Constitution as an object of distant reverence, the book invites readers to examine how its clauses operate in practice. That approach is especially relevant in a period of weakened civics education, when many citizens encounter constitutional disputes through headlines rather than through the underlying text. The practical effect is to reconnect constitutional literacy with democratic participation. Secondly, government restraint as the original constitutional design. Murray highlights a point often missed in popular discussions. The original Constitution was primarily a framework for structuring and limiting federal power, not a comprehensive charter of individual rights. The founding generation had experienced both imperial authority and the weakness of the Articles of Confederation, so the Constitution attempted to solve two problems at once. It created a stronger national government while dividing that power horizontally among legislative, executive, and judicial branches and vertically between federal and state authority. This design reflects anxiety about concentrated power as much as confidence in national capacity. The book, therefore, helps readers distinguish between the original structural constitution and the later rights-protecting constitution that emerged through amendments. That distinction clarifies why many familiar liberties are not found in the main articles but in later editions. It also explains why constitutional interpretation often turns on institutional relationships, such as who may act, which branch may decide, and whether authority belongs to federal or state government. Thirdly, amendments as evidence of constitutional change by popular demand. The book treats amendments not as footnotes to the founding, but as major sites of constitutional meaning. Murray emphasizes that the Constitution has repeatedly been altered when political conflict, social movements, or structural defects made the existing arrangement inadequate. The Bill of Rights responded to demands for explicit protections against federal overreach. The Reconstruction Amendments transformed the constitutional order after the Civil War by abolishing slavery, redefining citizenship, and protecting voting rights against racial exclusion. Later amendments also reflected democratic pressure, including the 17th Amendment, which shifted the selection of senators from state legislatures to popular election in response to corruption and distrust of legislative control. This perspective counters the tendency to overcenter the original framers as the only constitutional authors, by showing how later generations changed the document. The book presents constitutional development as an ongoing process in which the public can press for new forms of accountability, equality, and representation. Fourthly, historical context as a tool for understanding modern constitutional conflict. Murray uses historical annotation to show that present disputes often echo earlier constitutional tensions rather than appearing from nowhere. Questions about federal authority, state resistance, representation, voting access, executive power, and democratic accountability all have deep roots in the constitutional order. By connecting text to historical setting, the book helps readers see why a clause was written, what institutional problem it addressed, and how later political events changed its practical meaning. This method is different from a purely doctrinal casebook because it does not assume the reader begins with Supreme Court precedent. Instead, it begins with the Constitution itself and adds the background needed to understand why particular provisions remain contested. The result is a guide that can illuminate current debates without reducing the Constitution to partisan slogans. Historical context also reveals that constitutional language can be stable while constitutional stakes change, especially when new social realities expose old gaps, compromises, or exclusions. Lastly, democratic institutions and the unresolved problem of constitutional design. The book does not present the Constitution as flawless. Murray notes that some features continue to generate democratic tension, with the Electoral College standing out as a structure that many modern readers find difficult to reconcile with direct majoritarian expectations. More broadly, the guide shows that constitutional design always involves trade-offs. Separation of powers can prevent tyranny, but it can also produce gridlock. Federalism can preserve local autonomy, but it can also enable state-level rights violations, a problem the Reconstruction Amendments were designed to address. Indirect representation may stabilize institutions, but it can also distance government from voters. By foregrounding these tensions, the book avoids both blind veneration and simple dismissal. Its annotations encourage readers to evaluate how institutional mechanisms function under modern conditions. This is one of its practical strengths. It teaches that constitutional literacy includes understanding defects, compromises, and reform possibilities, not merely memorizing celebrated clauses. In conclusion, the U.S. Constitution, a comprehensive and annotated guide for the modern reader, is best suited for readers who want a serious but accessible path into constitutional understanding. Students, teachers, voters, journalists, legal observers, and general readers who follow public law debates can benefit from its combination of primary text and explanatory commentary. Its practical value lies in helping readers identify what the Constitution actually says, how its structure allocates power, and why amendments matter to modern rights and democratic participation. Its intellectual value lies in resisting two common simplifications that the Constitution is only the product of 1787 and that constitutional meaning is only produced by courts. Compared with many compact pocket constitutions, this guide adds interpretive context. Compared with dense constitutional law treatises, it is designed for public readability rather than professional specialization. What makes it stand out in its category is the balance between accessibility and historical seriousness. Murray treats the Constitution as both a legal framework and a civic inheritance shaped by conflict, amendment, and popular action. Readers looking for a neutralized text with no interpretive guidance may prefer a bare constitutional edition. But those seeking context for modern democratic disputes will find this guide especially useful. If you would like to support Melissa Murray, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.